Hello, and welcome to our first podcast on robotic process automation delivery best practice. My name is Catherine Gerwitz, and today we will talk about our RPA delivery process in Agile. Many companies are finding that Agile methodologies have an invaluable role to play in developing attended automations. It's a perfect combination of technology and methodology because building attended automations requires continuous user feedback and interaction, which is also the case when developing with Agile. In today's session, I'll be talking to NICE's experienced services practice lead, Nir Goldfarb, to get his insights on this dynamic topic of building attended process automations with Agile. Nir, you and your team are usually focused on mentoring the development team here at NICE, but you started implementing Agile a year ago as a part of the automation delivery process here at NICE. So tell us how this all started, and we'd also love to hear if you have any interesting research findings to share with us.
Yes, I extensively researched the previous and commonly used waterfall methodology, and I found that this approach was pretty long and cumbersome. Let me explain why. The design process took several weeks to conclude. The development had to strictly run from the beginning to end. There was always continuous testing, bug fixes, and endless meeting with business users. Everybody was working in their own silo. The developer developed, the tester tested, and this lack of transparency was problematic on many levels. With this in mind, one of the key reasons why organizations move over to Agile for developing their attended automation is not only due to the rapid development, but also due to the fast and high quality value realization that they experience. I have personally seen the great impact that the Agile approach has on customer satisfaction.
Can you explain why?
Firstly, Agile delivers value back to an organization very quickly. With Waterfall, it takes a lot more time because firstly, every step needs to be completed before the project can end, and each step is highly dependent on the previous step. Secondly, Agile delivers better quality. When handling bigger development buckets, there are many bugs to deal with. But when developing small logic units, what we call SLUs, in parallel to one another, it is much easier to identify and fix bugs in good time. This is because of the immediate feedback that is received from the subject matter experts and other team members.
Great. So tell us about the Agile model that we are using at NICE, and also what advice would you offer to automation development teams wanting to embrace Agile?
Sure. I would like to cover 5 important tips. The first tip is to start the development as soon as possible. We want to face our challenges immediately, rather than having to plan how to deal with them. Instead of wasting time on long planning sessions, rather start small and expand. Review the process on high level, break it into small logic unit, or as we call it, SLU, and start reviewing the first common SLUs. Once you have selected the most common SLU to begin with, focus the action items on these SLUs only to start the development. The remaining elements will be handled and executed while the development is progressing. The next tip is to collaborate all the time. This means that as soon as issues come up, they can be dealt with and resolved through collaboration. Usually, the Agile team comprises of at least 3 key people. The process owner is very familiar with the manual execution of the process. The automation business analyst will convert the elements of the manual process into an automated workflow. And the automation developer will develop the automation. These are the 3 basics yet key roles making up the Agile team. And in most cases, there will also be additional team members, such as the technical lead or agile coach. When we talk about the collaboration of the team, what we really mean is that all team members ensure that they are available to support one another at all times. At the beginning of the project, they will usually spend 100% of their working day together, and later on in the project, this time together may reduce. Take, for example, if the developer has a question for the process owner which require an immediate response. In cases like this, we have seen customers assigning process owners or business analysts who are on call to respond to the Agile team members immediately. The result of this need is the fact that the development process can stream, and as soon as issues come up, they can be dealt with and resolved. This approach ensures rapid resolution of issues as and when they come up. As for the third tip, get results to the business fast. Make sure that you deliver initial value to the business quickly. This is possible by obtaining early feedback. Selecting the most common SLU is the key for success, as this will allow you to present a demo that shows the current value of the automation. This means that not only will you be able to present the project's progress, but it will also give a good indication that the team is on the right track. Even at this stage of the project, management always like to see the first signs of the ROI. Although it is ideal to show a clear ROI proof, if the first common SLUs are not directly showing ROI, we highly recommend working on a scenario that will give a clear direction on ROI. My fourth tip is to stay fully transparent. By understanding exactly where we are at during every stage of the project, as full transparency enables us to make good decisions. A simple example is the sticky notes approach. The sticky notes board is fully open and accessible to anyone who walks past it. The team can easily see what items are in progress, which items have been completed, and remaining items that still needs to be kicked off. This transparency enables the team to see whether they are on track to obtaining their sprint goals, or if there is too much work in progress, or even some issues that may be blocking the progress. And lastly, avoid wastage. In other words, it is important to question the value of each action item. If the decision is to move ahead, the next question to ask is how this item can be actioned in the most efficient way.
Well, Nir, these insights are indeed very interesting, and this approach sounds very promising. Can you give us some practical insights on how this plays out in real-life projects?
Yes, one of the main principles in Agile is to inspect and adapt. Piloting is a wonderful way to bring this principle to life, and we have already executed a few pilots with our customers. From my experience, having seen Agile in multiple projects, one of the key things that I observed is how the Agile approach really keeps all stakeholders engaged and working in full collaborate mode. I think this is because of the minimal wastage and the continual prioritization of tasks that add value. It took us only 8 days to have a demo ready to present to the business user. This is a significant step up compared to the long waterfall approach. Also, we have seen a 35% reduction in delivery time, which naturally increases customer satisfaction. I believe that this is a result of the full engagement of all participants working towards achieving a common goal.
Nir, I must say that I have found this all very insightful and I've learned a lot. I'm really looking forward to getting our next podcast ready. Now, before we close the session, can you please explain where we can find more information about Agile in relation to NICE's automation approach?
Sure. First, you can find a very useful information about NICE RPA best practices in our community. I would like also use this opportunity to invite everyone to join our dynamic robotic automation community to continue and grow this fascinating and relevant discussion. Check it out on www.nice.com/rpa-community. Secondly, we have released a blog and best practice guide which contains some very helpful information and tips about how to leverage Agile for automation.
Well, there you have it, folks. Lots of interesting food for thought and great resources which are available for you to grow your knowledge and practically apply these valuable insights. Thank you all for listening, and thank you, Nir, for being with us, and good luck to everybody.